hurts.
Rick said that four five when it was freezing cold inside. Well, a lot of days when they would drive the Jeeps over there, and that's it. If they wanted to go somewhere, they'd get on driving themselves.
Yeah.
And he never called me none of a time of day. He wasn't there that morning. I said, what are you doing over here? And I told him. He said, they ain't done nothing. I said, no. He said, you come back over here in an hour. And he had my furlough ready for me. And he told me, said, I can't get you for 7 days. I said, now when you 7 days is up, Miss McBride, which her husband was county superintendent out there, county, they knew I know the real well. He said, you go down and tell her you got to have some more time. I got 7 more days. And I got back, I went on with my company when my old life that I trained with.
That's when you went to overseas?
Mm-hmm. Left Camp Roker and went.
So what did your family think about you having to leave?
They didn't like it.
That's it.
She never tried to get you.
She wouldn't have wanted that.
She wouldn't have.
She took it just like I did, and it did too. What about your daddy?
I ain't gonna, I never want one. I figured that's as good as they come when I left. I said, you know, that's right. But now it's one thing. I mean, sent me this telegram. And, well, she's dating mom. But she didn't work hard as far as time. Most times she stays mom. Hard to figure out which one is young. Wayne or Shannon. Now, that's funny thing.
You really couldn't tell them.
Well, I could, Tommy. But Shannon come to me just straight as top. But they didn't show that she had big old pictures all the time. She kept that on that all the time. But you have one scared of him, but.
How old was she when
niggers were what I called them.
That's what I was referring to.
We had buffalo and.
Yeah, I remember old buffalo.
I mean, did you have people cooking for you?
No, mama done the cooking. They just.
Wow.
They worked hard too, though.
Should
we?
Keep any kind of diaries or write letters home?
Well, yeah, you wrote letters home. But you didn't want no diary.
Yeah,
right there. If they captured you, they'd have no too much.
Mm-hmm.
He used to write brains. We've still got some of your old letters.
They're packed up,
but we still got some.
Ain't let nobody have them.
What about taxes back then? Were they high?
There wasn't no taxes, hardly.
Hardly any taxes?
You didn't have to go to the store and pay tax. If you had the money to buy you something, you didn't have to pay the tax.
Just about it?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be nice.
Oh, I can't remember the time.
First thing I remember about taxes was tokens. That was just a whole lot less than the pennies.
Tokens.
Mm-hmm.
We taxed it now.
Oh, no.
That's the truth.
The Alabama's the worst.
What about, let's see. I got so much to do. What about the temperance?
Temperance.
To temper or abstain from the use of alcoholic beverages.
Uh-huh. I see it that way with. Anytime I would drive the truck, the company commander let them guys have a truck to go on the pass in town at night. But I had to drive, so didn't I? Couldn't get it. Because he knew I didn't drive.
How did you make it, though, that so many men in your age group were drunks?
I don't know. I just didn't.
Did Big Mom and him teach you?
No, we just didn't. None of us had drank at home.
Any of your friends ever drink?
Yeah.
Even that didn't tempt you to drink.
No, I never will forget a party we went to one time. It was me and Neil Phillips and a guy named Ben Horn. Up in Kirk's Bend. We got up there and they had a dang water bucket sitting in the middle of the table with a dipper in it full of moonshine.
Yeah, moonshine.
Even that didn't tempt
no.
you.
I've never had no temptation to drink. I guess the best thing that ever happened to me about that, I stole homebrewing when I was 10 years old and got drunk on it. Sick anyhow. Me and Cootie.
Got sick on it.
You know, that's Cootie's Radishes, bro.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Uncle Louie and T. Green bottle it, and then we went and swiped some of it the next day, and it was in July.
Ooh,
and I walked from
hot.
Binghamtown home.
That hot beating sun.
You know, 10 years old, we're a big deal.
Big enough to get sick as a dog.
Sick.
But I've never had. Well, often Ray and Jim, neither one ever drank.
I've never known any of y'all to drink. You think World War II was worth it?
More so than we know.
Yeah.
Nothing but political wars now.
That's right.
So what do you think about the women's right movement? Do you think it was a good thing for the women?
Well, I guess, yeah, that's a good thing for the women.
Do you think that it gave women too many rights to open their mouth?
No, I don't. That person's a person. That's the way I see things. Of course, that's a lot of times a woman should keep her mouth shut, as well as a lot of times men should keep his shut.
Yeah.
I don't think a woman should get involved in too much in politics.
Why is that?
Well,
they just think it's the man's. They just shut.
I don't think they do enough research.
That's right.
I know some women
smart as any man.
Yeah. They don't study the politicians and their voting records and stuff. You don't know what you're voting on.
Well, none of us do now.
No, not now.
I don't care where I vote or not.
I know it. I don't know.
That's just like all this election last week. And people get snorting mad about the presidential election.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they don't even mind your vote. Ain't we don't. They don't count it. Really, we didn't have nothing to vote for.
Nope.
Put them both in the sack.
That's right.
But I still preferred Clinton over the other, myself.
I did too.
I prefer Clinton over the old any day.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think about, who was president while World War II was going on? Do you remember?
Roosevelt.
What'd you think about old Roosevelt?
He was the lifesaver for this country.
Mm-hmm. He was a good man.
So?
He was. Mm-hmm. Everybody liked him well enough. He went the third time. Of course, he died.
Mm-hmm. He's the one that started Social Security. Mm-hmm.
What about back then? Did the Ku Klux Klan? Did you ever know a lot of people?
I knew a lot of them. Then I could have got in it if I wanted to give them $10.
You didn't want to get $10?
I didn't want any.
You didn't want any, period?
No.
Regardless of
$10? That's right.
$10 a year or what?
$10 to join. That was in the 50s.
Did
they give you if you had paid your $10, would that have bought your sheet?
Yeah, that's what the $10 for.
What kind of things that you know of that the Ku Klux Klan did? Like...
Well, they killed a fellow right over in Pearl City.
They did?
Yes, sir.
Killed the wrong one, too, didn't they?
Yeah.
What did they kill him for?
Well, they went there to get him, and he balked him and they shot him.
Said
Alpha
guy?
Wilson then was involved in it.
No, it was a white guy.
It was a white guy.
White guy.
See, it started out as a...
His name was Hurst.
It started out...